Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag two.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Awesome and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag weekend box office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag mobile technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 101 for December 11th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like All Wine Aside, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Without further ado, let's get into our panel for this week. Our Iron Man, episode 81, in a row, heavy set.
We do need to explain to the fine audience that even though you didn't hear me on part one, I am on part two of episode 100. So, yeah.
Which is episode 102, which makes no sense.
Yeah, you fucked that one up.
Well, here's the thing. And the reason why we're doing a live episode, well, not technically live, but a news episode. Fuck it, we'll do it live because we haven't been talking about movie news in the last couple, three, 4 weeks, so we got to catch up.
Did you say a boot?
And hence, I did not say a boot.
You came pretty close to saying a boot.
I do not say a boot. No Canadian actually says a boot. That's fucking racist.
Sure.
Kebbo Trek is here this week.
Howdy.
And we've got Carl.
You almost said a boot, dude. You almost lived up to the stereotype.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Start with Heavy Set. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I got nothing because you like to give me the show notes to last minute.
There we go. The fucking excuses now. I gave you a good 30 to 40 minutes to prepare. So if you're telling me
I was driving.
So what? I mean, you can't multitask. Americans can't look at a computer screen and drive at the same time. I mean, what's going on? Let me start and I want to get your thoughts on this, okay?
No.
North Korea.
Don't like it.
Don't like it?
I don't know. I'm just giving you a reaction.
All right, we're talking about a Sony hack. Have you heard about this? Apparently, North Korea is being blamed for this major hack that was happening not only on the PSN network today, but also releasing of like a bunch of insider emails, and three or four movies got leaked apparently, including Fury, which is in theaters right now. And so I think the North Koreans are getting kind of pissed off because of the whole interview movie, the one with Seth Rogen going to kill Kim Jong-un. So it would kind of make sense that they'd be pissed off at Sony and they want to kind of get back at them. But apparently, just recently, there's some kind of hacker group, don't have the name here, that was responsible. North Korea has to be a part of this. And if they're not, like, they should totally be a part of this because it's the best kind of fuck you that they can do, which is get at Sony's pockets. your thoughts on this, Heavy? First of all, do you think North Korea is involved? And second, what's the whole thing with this Sony? Like, we had an issue with PlayStation Network last year, too. Like, what the fuck's going on with these guys?
Well, the PlayStation Network, PSN, far as I've ever known of it, I don't have it, but I've always heard bad things about it, how it's not really good. I mean, there's always seems to be some sort of problems like this going on there. It's not just last year. I think there's been reports over the past 5-6 years of instances maybe similar to this, like getting credit card information from users and all this kind of stuff. I would hope it's not North Korea, because you do not want to give Sony free promotion. And if it was them, yeah, that's basically saying, here, come watch this movie that is kind of about us.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah, you're giving them promotion in that regard, but people who haven't seen Fury, and that's about 1.2 million illegal downloads now, that was money they were going to make. Annie and the other, I think there was like a Jobber movie or whatever, but like those people would have went to go see that movie. Now they have a DVD screener. They don't give a shit. And apparently they might even have other properties going on. So I can't see. And also the image that Sony's getting hacked all the time, that's not good for their MO either. So I can't see how this really benefits them. Yeah, it might benefit the movie a bit, but I think the costs outweigh the benefits in this case.
I don't know. I'm not liking the PSN network constantly getting hacked. Like, I have a PSN ID. I am a PS3 player. I was going to get a PS4, but now with all these problems, it's a little frustrating. I can see North Korea not wanting to say it was them, and it could have been them, but it was probably some douchebag hacker group who did it in the end. So.
Like, do they even have fucking computers over there? Like, how are they going to hack it with a fax machine?
Yeah, but I don't think, like, mom and pops have computers. I think it's, like, anybody who makes good money, who's military or whatever, probably have.
I'm pretty sure they got a hacker team over there, yeah.
You never know.
All right, now that we got you on the line, Carp, let's get your story for this
week. Well, there's two to pick from, so I'm going to let you guys decide. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's
Disaster
Flick San Andreas, or the Kickboxer remake.
Kickboxer,
another kick-ass action star to the fray.
Yeah, we got Gina Carano has been added, and she was really good in Haywire, I thought.
Yes,
she can bring it.
See, it needed more tape.
Absolutely. No, it kind of showed her in that starring role. I think she's a great action star. Seeing her as a fight promoter is interesting. I love the fact that Van Damme's in on the project as more as a mentor role, and I think at his age, he could still bring it, but he's best in that role. I don't think it would be good for him to star in this.
The people cast alone in this, I mean, Batista with what he's doing now, I'm looking forward to him playing Tong Po. I can't wait to see him play the bad guy who murders like the friend. GSP as well. I mean, for his brief little thing in Cap 2, when there like wasn't moments of shaky cam, and you could see him actually trying to fight the stunt double or Chris Evans, because Chris Evans can't fight. You know, and GSP is a known fighter. Gina Carano, another fighter. L.A. Musi, I believe this guy is also another actual martial artist. So they're going out for the old school style. Let's get as many kick-ass martial artists as we can in this flick. Make the fight scenes look freaking spectacular. And just try and release a good product to everyone.
My only concern is I don't think Musi's a draw as the head lead. I would have gone with a bigger name in the head lead. That's the only thing I would change in this
case. But Van Damme was also nobody until this movie.
I see your point here. But the thing is, it's a known franchise already. Maybe just a franchise will sell it. I'm definitely game because I'm a huge fan of the original Kickboxer, Van Damme, and all the stars in this. So it's definitely a yay for me. Kebo Trek, let's get your news story for this week.
My news story is the trailers for Terminator and Star Wars.
All right, let's vote a quick Terminator for me. Carp?
Either.
Okay, Heavy, Terminator or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Oh, a Kebo Trek?
Both, but if I had to choose...
Fuck it, let's do both then. Okay, let's start with Star Wars.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Hey, Black Stormtrooper.
Dark side and the light.
This is a cool, this a pretty cool teaser. I love the fact that R2's in there. I know the people were doing apparently, like, they re-added in all the stuff that Lucas added into other Star Wars movies and did, like, a mock trailer with all the unnecessary extra shit, which I thought was kind of cool. I love fan memes. I've never been a huge fan of the Star Wars franchise. I like the fact that it's not a bunch of CGI crap. It's, like, real effects, which I think is cool. You got props, and it's not just going to be a fucking bukkake of CGI. It brings me back to the original kind of 70s, so I'm definitely for it. Again, not my favorite franchise, but just for the curiosity factor, 100%. Kibbo Trekski, your thoughts?
Was this the trailer that they showed Han Solo in? I don't think so, eh?
No, there was a Han Solo trailer.
Yeah, there's like a small snippet with him, but
I thought that was a fake trailer.
Was it fake?
Is it the SNL thing you saw?
Oh, maybe it was. No, but it was him, so okay, maybe it was...
No, it was before the trailer came, the official one came out. I remember seeing stuff like that. I asked somebody about it, and they were like, oh, it's fake. I haven't got official confirmation of it, but that's what I was told.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Either way, though, I think this is kind of what everyone expected when they announced the second trilogy. Like, we wanted to see the characters that we cared about. We wanted to see, like, how cool was seeing the Millennium Falcon at the end. And I think these movies, A, are going to be a lot better because there's very minimal George Lucas involvement, which may seem kind of counterintuitive.
But no, it's true. He's kind of lost touch, and that's what I like about Abrams, is he really listens to what the fans want.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Lucas at this point, like, especially, you know, with like all the special edition DVDs and that, he's kind of lost touch on what the fans want. And I think Abrams will respect Star Wars, and I don't think it'll be just, you know, having a boner for special effects like Lucas did in the new trilogy. So I'm super excited for this. I think it'll bring us all back to the first trilogy, and we'll kind of like almost forget the newer trilogy.
Carp?
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Like, this looks like it's supposed to be a Western in space. J.J. Abrams, I believe it was a Vine or a quick YouTube clip, where he had a practical effects creature in the background, and people marked the fuck out for it. I believe J.J. Abrams will deliver a great product. I'm really looking forward to this movie. And for all the people who are complaining how this stormtrooper doesn't look like Bubba Jango Fett because he was a clone, read canon, you fucking nerd assholes.
Heavy set.
I think what everybody else is saying, one of the things that I had heard, and it's another thing I haven't got official confirmation on, but like word is through the grapevine that they might even say that episodes 1 through 3 like don't connect to these movies anymore, and that they'll eventually remake those too, but like not exactly how they were made, just like
canon.
Make like better, basically say like, you know what, we fucked up, you guys all hate this, we'll take these three, we'll throw them away, and then we'll create 3 new movies for you.
It'd be great if they broke the fourth wall and Han Solo was like, okay, these 3, fuck it. George Lucas is a fucking idiot, and here you go. That's how they should start the first one. That'd be awesome.
Have you guys seen the picture of Harrison Ford with the sign that says, I shot first?
Yeah, awesome. I've seen that. It's great.
Okay, let's get into Terminator Genesis.
I look at each of you, and I see the marks of this long and terrible war. If we die tonight, mankind dies with us.
The machine sent a Terminator back to the time before the war to kill my mother, Sarah Connor.
Sir, let me save her. What you're doing right now, this is the end of the war. I'd love to change the world,
but I don't know what to do. The time you're going back to, she was scared and weak.
Take care of her for me, Kyle.
Come with me if you want to live.
All wrong. John sent me here to save you.
From the Terminator that was sent back to kill me, I know, but we already took care of him.
We?
I've been waiting for you.
This
time John sent you to, it no longer exists. Everything's changed. We can stop Judgment Day from happening.
I'll be back.
What?
Yeah, they had to throw that in there. I love the fact that Arnold's coming back. Now seeing the trailer kind of gets me back into it. One interesting comment on YouTube, the guy writes, wait, if they went back in time to stop the original Terminator, then that means Kyle Reese never impregnated Sarah Connor, meaning that John Connor was never born, and therefore Kyle Reese was never sent back in time to stop the prevention of his conception. What? It's a bit of a mind fuck there, but I think it's all going to kind of make sense in the end, so I'm waiting for the movie to come up before I kind of get overcomplicated about this timeline stuff. Kev, let's get your thoughts.
There was a very small part of me that was like, oh, they're going back to this again, especially after the struggles of the last two movies. But, I mean, this is Arnold's role. This is his iconic role. And, you know, I was, as soon as I saw Emilia Clarke as Sarah Connor, it's like, yeah, I'm in. That's pretty much all I needed. So I'm definitely looking forward to this.
Garp.
First day. No question about it. I like when she's like, come with me if you want to live, kind of taking on that role. And anybody who's questioning time paradox and time travel in the movie can suck dick because they're stupid. So you never question it. It can change whatever timeline it wants to and do whatever it wants to in any type of movie like this.
What's the name of the main actress on this?
What do you mean? Emilia Clarke?
The Emilia Clarke, yeah.
I just said that 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to you. She's got some big shoes to fill there with Linda Hamilton. I don't know if she can do it.
Oh, she does a pretty good job having dragons cover her boobs in Game of Thrones. So.
Abby, let's get your thoughts.
I have not actually seen the trailer, but I've heard complaints that it's basically they're starting another leg of the franchise. They're not continuing from Terminator Salvation. That's my big question. Like, what happened to those movies?
I think they're forgetting it ever existed, pretty much. Even Bale said it sucked.
I liked it. I was actually looking forward to two more like that, because that's what I thought they were supposed to be doing, another three.
Yeah, I think the box office shut that down pretty quick. All right, let's get into our movie reviews of the week. Dumb and Dumber 2, Carp, go.
If you like the first, you'll love the set. You'll like the second just as much. I can see some people's complaints about it. It's a little long for a comedy. It's almost 2 hours. It should have been an hour and a half. But it's the same classic Dumb and Dumber style, hilarity. Yeah, all the rumors you heard about the blind kid and Seabass coming back are true. Just you expect to see them. All the same stupid stuff they do. The daughter that they have, she like also plays a complete dumbass, and it's hilarious what she does as well. So if you like the first, you'll definitely like the second, and it's a 7 out of 10 for me.
I was curious about this.
Really funny. Also, it was almost 2 hours. I mean, I don't know why people are making 2 hour comedies now. They're not needed. To me, an hour and a half is about perfect for a comedy. It was a little longer than, oh no, okay, it was an hour 40. Still, super funny. Charlie Day, yet again, steals most of what he does in it. Chris Pine does a really good job as the antagonist, along with Christoph Waltz. So if you're a fan of Captain Kirk or, the super Nazi from from Inglourious
Bastards.
Oh,
the guy from Django, too.
Yeah, you got Django as well. Kevin Spacey's back. Jennifer Aniston looks amazing in it again. For a woman her age, she looks really, really good once again in this movie. She's a complete sex freak again, so that was part of it.
She's got to do a topless scene. I don't care.
Well, we might see it one day. So I definitely, if you like the first, it's the same type of scenario where you'll probably like the second. And the soundtrack was really good too. That helped add to the movie. So for me, it's a 7.5 out of 10.
One movie I'm curious about, Big Hero 6, Garth.
Big Hero 6. I went to see it on a Friday matinee when kids were in school, since I had my Movember stash going on, so I didn't want to look like a molester. Really good Okay. I guess really good kids movie for what it was. If you liked Wreck-It Ralph, you should like this. It's another Disney / Marvel property. It's an offshoot from the actual Marvel property, but if you like the trailer even, you'll like this movie for sure. Like, the graphics are mind-blowingly good. Definitely, if you got a kid or if you're a kid at heart, go check this out.
Or if you're a pedo bear.
Or if you're a pedo bear.
Check it out.
So this was the highest of the I've seen, and it's an 8.5 out of 10.
Thank you very much, Cart. Rapid fire style. Get into the weekend box office. Break it down. All right, Kembo Trek, let's break down the numbers for this week.
Coming in first place, no surprise, in its third week of release, we have The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, because everyone's doing that these days, splitting up their final parts in two as a cash grab.
Not that much, though. 258 domestic.
Yeah, surprised. And it was $22 million over the weekend, and it's probably looking at maybe like 310, something like that, domestically, which obviously for 99% of the movies would be good. You have to consider what the previous two made, which I believe were about $400 million each domestic, so we'll have to see if the foreign numbers kind of make up for that. Coming in second place is Penguins of Madagascar, adding just under $11 million, giving it a pretty brutal $49.3 million. Are you guys surprised that this didn't do as well as, I guess, maybe they expected?
To me, it's missing the cast that Madagascar has. Like, Madagascar has Ben Stiller and Chris Rock, and I don't think any of these guys are in it, so I don't think it's going to have quite the draw. And it's felt like it's been a little long since the last Madagascar, too, as well, I should say.
Well, I guess that brings up another question we can maybe to quickly discuss. Does having name actors matter in an animated movie?
For the parents, yes. I think for the kids, they don't know who the fuck Ben Stiller is and that. So I think they do. It's like a two-tier marketing campaign where they attract the kids by the commercials and the kind of the visuals. And then the parents would be attracted to it because, oh, yeah, I like Ben Stiller. I like this guy. So the fact that they didn't have it, it could have affected, I don't think, on that level. I think it was just wasn't well marketed. Maybe, like Carp said, it's been too long since the first one.
I think the thing is, too, I believe The Penguins of Madagascar is like a normal cartoon, too. It might have been a little bit overexposure with kids where they're not as excited for it as they would the normal Madagascar movies.
Coming in at third place in its second week is Horrible Bosses 2, adding $8.5 million. In fourth place, adding another $8 million, is Big Hero 6, giving it a total of $177 million. We look at the foreign, so far it's not very good at only about $63 million. So we'll have to see if that picks up. Otherwise, I think it would
hasn't come out in China or Japan yet. And the movie itself, it's very, like the main two characters are Asian. And it's in a fictional city called San Francisco, like San Francisco became Tokyo. So I'm wondering, maybe that's not helping them yet, because I'm looking here and I see Egypt, Greece, India, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mexico, Philippines, Russia, Singapore,
true.
Ukraine, and the UAE. No China.
I think they made a huge mistake, though, because it's already fucking pirated there. Right. You have to release it like the same week or else it's already – everybody in China's fucking seen it already.
Well, that's what they're doing with a lot of stuff now. You can't really have that staggered kind of release anymore. Yeah, it's missing Italy. It's missing the UK. So, yeah, it's missing a lot of the big markets. Coming in fifth place is Interstellar, adding another $8 million, giving it a total of $158 domestic. While that might look pretty bad, you have to look at the foreign where it's been a beast and it's made $435 million. So obviously they'll be pretty happy there. Coming in at sixth place is Dumb and Dumber 2, adding $4.2 million, giving it a total of $78 million. While that might seem low, again, it has a pretty reasonable budget at only $40 million. In seventh place is...
Made $45 million foreign as well.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising because this is not a movie that you figure is going to translate well.
Well, I'm guessing it does.
Well, I mean, relative.
I mean, $45 million for an American comedy.
Yeah, so it's making its money back. They'll be happy. In eighth place is The Theory of Everything, adding $2.6 million. In eighth place is Gone Girl adding another 1.5, giving it a robust 163 million. Foreign market 175, so they're very happy there.
Movie of the year.
Fuck you.
In ninth place is something I've never even heard of, The Pyramid.
Adding, horror flick.
No wonder I never heard of it. Adding 1.36 million.
On only 589 screens on top of that. So, I mean, for a horror movie, that limited release, even the foreign 3.8. So,
yeah, I'm sure.
Fox is very happy with this. This movie looks like it was shot for maybe $3, $4 million.
Ah, there you go. And rounding out the top 10 is Birdman with $1.1 million, giving it a total of $19 million in its eighth week of release.
Because the Birdman's in town. Bird, bird, bird. Do the bird, bird, bird.
Stop this that. Is impressive, though, because it's only been limited release. This hasn't had a massive release.
Although, at the same time, you look at its per screen average, and it isn't exactly blazing the charts, if you would.
I still, like, Will had it on his top five. I still want to see this at some point. So.
Okay. Because the jobbers in town. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's get into upcoming movies for this week. First one starring Batman, we have Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Moses, Ramesses, you grew up together, close as brothers. Keep each other safe. Always.
You know something's wrong. You've always felt it.
Your parents never told you the truth.
What truth?
The year of your birth, there was a prophecy that our leader would be born to liberate us.
That leader is you, Moses.
After 400 years of slavery, things here have become much worse. As your brother, you must set them free.
Is that a threat?
Yes!
I want Moses and his family dead.
What is the most important thing in your life?
Who you are, and when will you leave me?
Never.
Let's just see who's more effective at killing.
You.
Or me.
Ramesses! Is it meant to humble me? Because it will not!
I came to tell you, something is coming that is far beyond you and I. This is about Egypt's survival, do you understand?
Who has been telling you this?
God.
I am a god.
I am a god!
Follow me and you will be free!
Yeah!
We're going to recapture 400,000 slaves.
We're not recapturing anyone.
There's a sea ahead and an army behind! Ready yourselves!
Huge cast. Christian Bale, Aaron Paul, Sigourney Weaver, Ben Kingsley in this. Usually not my type of movie, but I'm a fan of Bale, and this does seem to be kind of like on that Gladiator-esque type movie. So maybe a cheapy Tuesday for me. Let's get to Heavyset's thoughts here and there.
I'm pretty much the same thing of not my normal type of movie, but if I picked anything, it would be maybe a cheapy Tuesday, but just on the cheap. Or if there's nothing else playing that I want to see that theater or whatnot, I would go see it.
Kev Botrek?
It's an A for me.
Carp?
Probably a cheapy Tuesday, but I'm hoping somebody says, because he's not the Messiah Egypt deserves. But not the one it needs right now. It's the Messiah.
Where's the timer? Where is it? Where is he?
Moses. Where
are you? Moses.
How do I free the slaves?
Where's the timer? That would be fucking awesome. All right. Chris Rock in top five is next.
Oh my God! Hey! Andre! Yo, look what the cat dragged in!
Oh, shit. Hi,
hide the liquor, goddamn.
Hide the liquor? Look who's talking. Hide the crack. Hey, everybody, this is Chelsea Brown. She's doing a story on me. No snitching.
Come to me, baby girl. I'm going to turn over like an apple pie.
You know what? You just ate an apple pie, you fat motherfucker.
In 2005, Time magazine voted Andre Allen the funniest man in America.
Don't make any major decisions after a blowjob. I'm sure that's what happened to JFK. Marilyn Monroe gave him a blowjob. You know, he's like, I'm gonna get me a convertible.
By 2010, the former stand-up hit it big with Hammy the Bear 1, 2, and 3.
You got Hammy time! It's Hammy time!
You can also see him getting married to reality star Erica Long.
Where's my kiss?
Do we have to do this on camera?
Not on camera. It doesn't exist.
What's up with this wedding? I mean, it seems really out of control.
Do you think the wedding is hurting me?
What'd I say to you, Andre?
Not a good idea.
I said, nigga, is you crazy?
I sent the email out with a bunch of racial slurs to my own company to show people that I was against it.
I jeopardized my job.
A nigga can't get fired for saying nigga to a nigga.
A nigga can't get fired for saying nigga to a nigga. I love myself.
Not now, ma'am.
Do you always need a bodyguard?
That is so. It's my boy.
Ooh, I love me a big girl. You moving with confidence.
I ain't got time for your bullshit, so I'm seeing somebody.
Ain't no problem. Come on.
You don't get the fuck out my face.
I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, dog. Anything you need, let the brother know. We drink, serve. You want some of that shirt?
No, I'm
good. Good, because I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, baby.
Things are changing. You need to wake up and smell the progress.
No. Some things never change.
Thank God things change.
Look at this black man trying to get a cab in New York City. Taxi, yeah! The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, because my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. When I listen to satellite radio, I listen to Sirius Hits 1.
That's good. Just make it a little funnier.
Funnier?
Put a little stank on it.
Stank.
Nice and funny. Go.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is motherfucking Andre Allen. And when I listen to satellite radio, or scratch my nuts, that is, I listen to Sirius motherfucking 101. Bitch.
First take was good. I was wrong on a stank note.
I liked it.
All right, I'm actually digging this movie. This is a bunch of big names. You got Chris Rock, Cedric the Entertainer, Rosario Dawson, Gabrielle Union, Kevin Hart, Tracy Morgan, Jerry Seinfeld's in this apparently, Sandler, Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg, of course, not Phil Goldberg, but Bill Goldberg. But wow, okay. The only thing, it's not really a big stretch. Like, he plays a comedian, you know, like that makes money and has a bunch of marital issues. So, but I think it's interesting. I think he wrote and directed this as well. So, fuck yeah, it's a yay for me. Cart, let's get your thoughts.
Yay, but I don't know about growing as a group of white guys on a late night to this. Just saying, on safety.
We're not in the Bronx, dude. I mean, we're in fucking Quebec.
Technically, the area you live near is the Bronx of LaSalle. So I'm not saying
right. The Bronx of LaSalle, dude. It's not like
all joking we're aside, good, I'd probably watch this, but if anything, I wait for Netflix. I can't see myself going a Friday night to go see this.
Kimbo Trek, your name.
I'll repeat what I said earlier. Not really my type of movie, so Nate.
You fucking bland ass white motherfucking scumbag.
Racist.
Heavy. Fuck you. You have no fucking taste. You don't give a shit about anything that's good. You're one of those fucking film critics that say, you know, you just like the fucking. I just don't like you. I don't know what it is.
Bitter old man critic.
He's a fucking 7-year-old in a 30-year-old's body. The only thing he's going to like is like silent movies from the 20s or whatever.
See, I'm the opposite where I don't say
– piece of
I
shit.
Recognize when there's quality. I don't be like, back in my day.
No, but dude, like have a little person. Fun, fuck. You just seem like that guy who's got to bust a nut. He's got it built up for 30 years or something. Anyways, fuck you, heavy set.
Yeah, this is a movie I want to see. I've yet to actually see the trailer, but actually that's the fact that I do listen to Sirius XM. This now makes
motherfucking Sirius.
No, this makes sense. Because like I said, I've yet to actually see the trailer, so when I heard that, I went, So that's why there's been a lot of promotion for this fucking movie to the point where I'm like, where it's actually working on me, where I'm like, I actually want to see it. It's not turning me away. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. DVDs this week, we've got, oh, that's a big one. Guardians of the Galaxy. My hedgehog's eating. So you might hear my hedgehog eating in the background. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy, Dolphin Tale 2. That's Karp's big movie.
Yeah.
And what else? Night Moves. That's with fucking Social Network. What's his name? Not McLovin there. The other one.
Michael Cera?
Zuckerberg.
Oh.
Sarah. Yeah. Not Sarah, dude.
Jesse Eisenberg.
The other is Michael Cera. Jesse Eisenberg. He's in that one as well. All right. Let's get into.
Come on. You're not going to mention Dead Snow 2. You suck.
Dead Snow 2. I'm so sorry. I missed that blockbuster.
Oh, that is
Dead Snow 2.
Huge. Dead Snow 2 looks.
Do I have to give my hedgehog a credit now? Because I can hear her eating. So she's also a co-host.
When the Game Stands Tall has actually gotten some pretty decent reviews. It's about like the most winningest high school team finally starts losing, and it's like the entire crowd, the entire city just starts crapping on the coach and the team, and like the kids are being beaten by their fathers because they're losing games that they shouldn't. It's actually gotten good reviews. So if you're you enjoy football movies, I guess check it out.
It's a movie that I actually want to see.
You finished there, Zelda? You want to keep eating? Okay. Let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Big ass feedback segment this week, starting off with the fucking nut job himself, WIRX Kata. When it comes to Nolan, I love all the Batman movies, could never get into Inception, and I want to watch Interstellar. What did he not get into Inception? Maybe he's got a short attention span or something, because that movie is fucking awesome.
Probably didn't watch the movie that's in the movie that's in the other movie that's in the movie that's in the movie.
It is hard to follow. Like, if you go for a piss break, you're fucked. You're so fucked in that movie.
I don't know. Kat is kind of like the Kumbo Trek of the WIR.
AA Andy Anderson. There's actually a movie called Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. Hashtag OSATM. I think I'm going to puke.
Agreed.
1 year too late.
Yeah. AA Andy Anderson. North Korea cyber war on James Franco and Seth Rogen sent a link. Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the show. I think it's fucking awesome. It's the best fuck you North Korea can do to Sony. I love it. Brian from Toons at oldmovies.net. Movies like Slapshot, Animal House, and Porky's are comedy classics that I was just too young to appreciate. Hashtag OSATM. A lot of good Canadian movies there.
I'm curious to see if any of them would actually hold up.
You guys want to do a Canadian retrospective?
We can
try
some Bat Blues and eat some Tim
Hortons. Bat Blue is terrible beer. You gotta
Molson X. If I can drink some Molson.
But we get like 5 listeners if we did that.
No, though. There's good Canadian movies. Like Slapshot's a good fucking movie.
That's true.
We could do ones based in Canada, too.
Goon was
so
great.
It was
Canadian.
Fuck Goon.
What?
Wrestling with Shadows.
Canadian Bacon.
Does that count?
There's a bunch we can do. So, and listeners, tweet us what you want to do in terms of retrospectives. Or if you have 80 movies, tell us what we should watch if we missed any. Brian from Toons again. I also hope you are enjoying at Toons Show's Canadian Appreciation Month. At toonsshow.blogspot.com. Yes, we are definitely appreciating that. And we're also going to be on his show, I believe, next week, a bunch of us. This comes from, hey, who's this guy? Michael Carpenter? What a douche. This is at Killer Carpe Diem. The people who filmed Winter Soldier could learn something from the past episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hashtag fuck shaky cam. Hashtag OSATM.
There was a fight between Agent May and Sky. So well filmed. Like smooth transitional cuts. I was just like, it blew my mind how the people who made a multi-million-dollar Marvel film could not do the same shit as a million-dollar TV show.
Dude, all it is the cameramen they get have all fucking Parkinson's.
It's gotta be.
So they just gotta get the ones that don't have Parkinson's and they're fine. AA Andy Anderson, Dumb and Dumber 2 is fucking horrible. And I added the fucking. Hey, Carb, check this out. Dumb and Dumber 2 is horrible. I want my 109 minutes back. You can keep my money.
Maybe you didn't like the first. But if you like the first, you like the second. There's a few people on my Facebook who say the exact same comments I do. So
got the rush hour syndrome. Brian from Toons, I made...
Rush hour syndrome 20 years later, you mean?
Yeah. I made at the TTNet a new logo addressing Heavyset's concerns from a recent old at oldmovies.net show. And I'm going to put this in the show notes. It's fucking hilarious. I'm going to read you the logo. And the logo says, the all new in that there are new shows with new episodes and new topics, titles, or formats, and the new websites for those shows. Trending Topics Network, which is awesome. This comes from DRG. Quote, RoboCop was more of a sci-fi than action movie. End quote. Totally agree. Woth, that comment? Totally agree. Woth, that comment. Enjoyed the movie. Hashtag OSATM. Thank you very much, DRG. Will probably love your cock for that. Comes from DRG. Days of Future Past got a lot of love, which I approve. Fucking agree with that. It was my favorite movie of last year. Also glad to hear Chef made the match. See, I mentioned Chef. And I don't know if I was hungry. I think I was hungry when I watched it. Maybe that's why I liked it. DRG, hashtag OSATM, my top five movies of the year. Interstellar, yes. Frank, what's Frank?
It's coming out on DVD this week, so no idea.
Three, Lego Movie. Yeah, that was a very good movie. Two, The Grand Budapest Hotel. I think Kev saw that. I
fucking love the Coens.
I've seen like half of it so far.
And The Raid 2 is his number one. I mean, fuck, that's an action movie on crack. That was very good as well. Can't believe I didn't mention that. And The Vigilante, hashtag OSATM. Movies to be excited about 2015. Avengers Age of Ultron. Yep. Mad Max.
Yes.
Yep. Fury Road?
No, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, okay. What's Fury Road? Yeah. Mad Max Fury Road. Yes. Spectre.
Huh? Is he talking about the new James Bond movie?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
It'll be awesome because they're finally able to have I don't know if you guys know about the rights issue with Spectre. They were never able to use the organization or James Bond's most notorious villain, Blofeld. They were never able to use it.
Blowjob.
Blofeld, and they finally got the rights, and now the movie's going to be about that. And I think D-Ren would mark out massively if he was here.
D-Ren, I prefer Man with the Golden Sun. That was a throwback to like episode 40.
There was a movie called Spectre in 2012 that I highly doubt he's expecting to be the best movie ever in 2015 from what I'm...
Star Wars Force Awakens, yeah, I agree with that. And the most for me, Bill?
What's Bill? Movie about Bill Clinton? Bill.
Maybe.
Nothing. A movie about Bill Cosby? Too soon?
I don't...
Bill.
Okay.
What really happened during Shakespeare's lost years? Hopeless lute player Bill Shakespeare leaves his home to follow his dreams.
No. DRG, watched Snowpiercer as the recommendation of a panel member. Okay, Botrek. Major letdown. P.S. Ed Harris didn't eat the kids. See, and then I asked him, is it a letdown for you that he didn't eat them, or it's a letdown he didn't eat them? So he clarified that, no, it wasn't a letdown that he didn't eat them. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Brian from Toons at Bioshock LGP. They need to come out with the special Guardians of the Galaxy audiobook edition that includes a cassette mixtape. Yes. Fucking A. Nobody be able to play it, though. This comes from Heavyset at oldmovies.net. Gallifrey is way off on how well Gone Girl movie was from the book. Only one scene cut? 99% accurate? Read it again. Hashtag OSATM.
Yeah, as soon as she said that when I was listening to it, I was like, what? No. There's a lot more than one scene cut. There's a couple characters cut.
Gallifrey.
Yeah, reread the book again, or maybe if you... wait a minute, you're not even listening to the show because you didn't get the phrase, listen to the book, so suck it.
We're missing a lot of more Kebo Trek bashing. Now, where's Devil Vamp, man?
Tearing into him.
Devil Vamp is your arch nemesis, Kebo Trek, on Twitter, but you're not even on Twitter. Double A Andy Anderson. I am binge watching The Walking Dead. So whenever somebody does bad spelling, I'm going to do it in Mountie voice. I am binge watching The Walking Dead, but so I don't freak out the whole time, I check the wiki site before each episode to see who dies.
Should be, I check the wiki site. Large letter B, number 4, each episode, number 2, letter C, who dies?
Yep.
That's horrible if you do that. It's like reading the last page of a book first just to see how it ends.
And now, here's my other thing. If he's comparing the comic book to the show, he's way off because there's so much more shit that happens in the comic books.
Brian from Toons, I believe the Guardians of the Galaxy will mark the first time I've ever seen a movie opening weekend and bought a copy on day one. #OSATM.
No surprising. I mean, it was an awesome movie.
Fucking kick-ass.
The only way I might not be buying this on Blu-ray is if they make the like the Phase 2 box set like they did for the Phase 1.
I think they should come out with a cassette.
They already did. They came out with a cassette, and you get a thing for a digital download.
All right. Wow. Great feedback section for this week. Let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Start with Heavyset.
I would go into my normal spiel, but there's a big announcement coming from Kayfabe Sports Radio within the next week. So be on the lookout for that. And that's all I'm going to say for right now.
Yeah. Kebo Trek, final thoughts.
I think we know where this is going.
Like your sex life, nowhere.
Hey. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, Carp.
Go. As always, StableWars.com. Come play some wrestling games, and there's other games there as well. As well, Movember is still open for the next few days, so go to mobro.co/killercarp, and please donate, especially if you're a man and you care about your testicles and prostate, donate.
I'm surprised Will hasn't donated to your cause, considering it's all about the cock.
Now, the big question is, is Stable Wars looking for new members? Because I might join, but if they're not looking for new members.
And I'm very disappointed in my Stable Wars, I guess, other people on Stable Wars who have not donated.
There's seven people playing right now.
Sorely disappointed that they did not donate to my MoBro account.
Yeah, they're all fucking douches. Supercock 2014 is also, I don't know who that is, but actually I might know. All right, so for Carp, Kebo, Trek, Heavy, Set, and my Hedgehog Zelda, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Without the rights to some of its most popular titles and its biggest stars' contracts about to expire, watch Marvel Studios scrape the bottom of the barrel for their obscure 70s comic book that barely anyone read, proving once and for all we'll see anything if you slap Marvel's name in front of it. Guardians of the Galaxy. Suit up for Marvel's attempt at Star Wars in a science fantasy adventure about heroes you've never heard of.
Star-Lord.
Who? Protecting a planet none of them live on from an underdeveloped alien villain whose problems you couldn't care less about. We're really reaching here. This was a fun movie. Journey across the galaxy to meet this gang of lovable misfits. There's Captain Star-Lord from America, the human leader from a different time and place, like Captain America. Gamora, the Black Widowish leather-clad female assassin, like Black Widow. Drax, the guy with the killer abs who doesn't understand our customs in a Thor kind of way. Groot, a big hulking tree. Get it? And Rocket, the wisecracking tech genius with a drinking problem, like Tony Stark. What I'm trying to say is, they're the Space Avengers, but I guess it's technically not stealing if they're ripping off themselves. Watch the Guardians race to find an excuse for more Avenger sequels by chasing after the Infinity Stone, an orb of world-conquering power that no one bothers to guard, and a gem so powerful it can kill you just by touching it, unless you're this guy. Or you can join hands to disperse its power, unless you're these guys. Or you can just jam it into a hammer and use it safely from there. It's best not to think about it too hard. You thought the Avengers was nerdy? You ain't seen nothing yet. Between all the action and comedy, get ready for a whole lot of space mumbo-jumbo.
I will unfurl 1,000 years of Kree justice on Xandar.
What's important now is we get the Ravager's army to help us save Xandar.
So we can give the stone to Yondu?
And the remnants of these systems were forged into concentrated ingots.
Then, if you can figure any of that out, try to figure out why this blue alien isn't working with this blue alien, who's working for this blue alien, to kill this green alien, who both want to kill this purple alien, as does this Christmas-colored alien. But if you get confused, just remember the hero is still the white guy. So experience the swagger of a movie studio drunk on its own power as Marvel trolls the world with balls-out middle fingers to the audience they know they have in the palm of their hands. Oh, you like superheroes? Well, how about a movie that stars a f***ing raccoon and a f***ing tree? You like Vin Diesel? Yeah, well, we cast him and he only says one f***ing line. You want more pedigreed actors? We'll put them in stupid outfits and make them say space bullshit.
All Nova pilots, interlock and form a blockade.
Because who doesn't want to be in a f***ing Marvel movie?
Hey, recognize that chubby idiot from Parks and Rec? We're gonna turn him into a sex symbol. That would be hilarious. Remember the worst movie we ever made, Howard the Duck? Stick that after the credits when everyone's expecting Avengers 2. It'll totally f*** with our fans, and they'll love it anyways. Speaking of which, remember Thanos from that one scene at the end of the Avengers a few years ago? Well, we're bringing him back, and he's still not doing shit. Why? Because f*** you. We're Marvel, that's why. What are you gonna do? Watch DC? Thought so. Starring Marvel Chris number 3, Green Natiri, Drax on, Drax off, Chewbarka, The Coon, Blue Man Group, Dr. Steve Rule, and Darkseid, Marvel's Space Avengers. Okay, I get where Star-Lord's Walkman came from, but where do you get a tape deck for a spaceship? Galaxy Shack?
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.